Good evening. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Wednesday, May the 12th, 2021. And this is Live Talk Diaspora Forum. I'm Jonga Kandemiri.
And I'm Gibbs Dube in Maryland.
We would like to inform our listeners that because of the coronavirus pandemic, we are not able to give you our usual show and we will not be able to call in since we are broadcasting from our homes.
Tonight on Live Talk, we are discussing COVID-19, the vaccination program in Zimbabwe, the Indian variant, and some of the variants that have been detected worldwide. And we're also going to look at issues concerning Mr. Malaba's extension of his term of office. So we know that he's the Chief Justice of Zimbabwe, and there's controversy over this issue concerning Malaba. We know that the president, through some kind of declaration via the Secretary of Cabinet, Mr. Sibanda, has actually proclaimed that Chonga, he should stay in office. And they say, yes. Mr. Malaba is very healthy. Quiet, you say.
Yes. And this is going to be for another 5 years.
Yes, it's going to be for another 5 years. So what the president is saying is that Chief Justice Malaba can go beyond the age of 70 years for an additional period of 5 years. So this is according to the Zimbabwe Constitution Amendment number 2. It's now an act of Parliament,
Yes.
And the president signed it. So, and we are also getting some news that there's something happening in Britain. What is it, Chunga?
Yes, we are also going to look at Zimbabwean-born Tafazwa Chikoto, who was last week Friday elected as a councillor for Thrapston Ward in Corby, in Northamptonshire, that is in the United Kingdom. He's not the only Zimbabwean-born who contested and won. There are two other Zimbabweans, Nicole Ngazimulo Moyo and Alice Mpofu Coles. These two ladies were also elected as councillors, Moyo for Peterborough, Harget and Hampstead Ward, while Mpofu Coles was elected councillor for Whitley. However, it was not rosy for another Zimbabwean-born Labour Party candidate, that is Elliot Febvre, who is also the MGC Alliance representative in the United Kingdom. Febvre failed to make the grade in the short-heeled Walsall North Council elections. Gibbs.
Yes, and looking at COVID, you know, the Minister of Health is saying that 539,526 have actually received their first dose of the vaccines that are used in Zimbabwe. That is to actually prevent the spread of COVID-19. And about 170,000 people have received their second dose. So at the end of the day, it seems as if the second doses, there are few people that are getting the second doses compared to the first dose, which is over 500,000. So then when you look at the numbers, Chonga, since last year, the ministry reports that there are 38,448 cases as of now. And out of this number, 36,221 people have actually... Yes, Chonga.
Yes, Gibbs. But let's not forget to look at the global picture. According to Johns Hopkins University, over 160 million cases and 3.3 million deaths have been recorded globally. In the United States alone, there are over 32.7 million cases and 583,000 deaths recorded. India has recorded over 23.3 million cases and 254,000 deaths. Gibbs.
Ngiyabonga, siyabona ukuthi kukhona okuningi okwenzakala khona ngale ke endaweni zeZimbabwe, lezi ndawo ezijeneyo. Kodwa siyabona nje ukuthi nxa sikhangela okwenzakala eZimbabwe, iCovid-19 lokhu iqhubekela phambili. Kodwa kulabantu abalokhu behlatshwa ama-Jackson ajeneyo. So ama-Jackson lawa Jonga anceda abantu okunye okumangalisayo. So siyabona ukuthi abantu sebehlatshiwe okuqala khona manje ama-Jackson okuvimba iCovid-19 bayi-539,526 asebethole lokho kuthiwa i-first dose. Siyabona ukuthi-ke kuyaphambili kulokhu abantu betolatola kulokhu abakusuzayo. Kube sokusithi laba abasebethole i-second dose bafika 170,246. Kuzokuthi-ke abantu sebebanjwe i-COVID-19 kusukisela ngesikhathi-ke umkhuhlane lo ugqamuka kwele Zimbabwe sebefika 38,448. Kube sokusithi-ke 36,221 ngabantu asebaphepha kumkhuhlane lo, 1,579 ngabantu asebabhubhayo. Lokhu-ke kwethulwa-ke lohlangothi lwezempilakahle. Nxa sesikhangela-ke i-Johns Hopkins University la ibike ukuthi kulabantu almost 160 million asabanjwa iCOVID-19 emhlabeni wonke jikelele. Kwenza ukuthi ke abayi 3.3 million abantu sababulawa umkhuhlane lo. Lapha ke kwele Melika abantu sebefika 33 million asabanjwa iCOVID-19 kuthi 582,848 abantu sababulawa umkhuhlane lo. Saphinda sikhuluma ngakho lokhu ke osokwenziwe uMongameli
Mnangagwa.
Yes, so sikhanya ngazani sextend the term of office eka Justice Luke Malaba. So bakwenza khona lokhu kwenza ukuthi kulandela umthetho omutsha osanda kwethula lo. So umthetho lowo uyakubeka sibili ukuthi nxa umuntu engafikisa 70 years so ha extend term yakhe. Kodwa abantu abanye bayajinga kakhulu bathi lokho kwenziwe uMnangagwa kuvele akulunganga. So ke sizizwa ngani ukuthi lalithini ngodaba lolu labanye ke esibabizileyo lapha sizwa ukuthi bathini. Siyabona njalo lokuthi jonga nxa sikhangela ke okwenzakala eZimbabwe kunengi singathi la kwaZimba khona ngale kukhanya ngazani usikazi Gesi Mgabe uthola amagama avuzayo. So sebethe kumele aye emntu edale ile village court lapha azahlawuliswa khona inkomo ezingu-5
yembuzi
ezimbili.
Yes.
Ukuthi wangcwabelana uMgabe ekumene. Nanto ngizwa khonapha kuzima mfowethu.
Ndizvo zvoGibson asi vateereri tine nyaya dzakati kuti dzatichabata bata nyaya hombe iri yedenda reCOVID-19. Tinoona kuti muZimbabwe vanhu nezuro kwakashaya vanhu vanokwana kuita vatatu vamwe gumi nevashanu kana 15 vakawanikwa vaine denda iri. Kushaya kwakaita vanhu vatatu kwakasvitsa uwandu hwevanhu vafa neCOVID-19 pa1579 kana kuti chiuru nemazana mashanu nemakumi manomwe nevapfumbamwe vakafa kusvika parinhasi. Koitawo kuti vabatwa nechirwere vese vakasvika pa38,448 kana kuti zviuru makumi matatu nezvisere nemazana mana nemakumi mana nevasere. Totarisawo uwandu hwevanhu vakabayiwa nhomba yekutanga nezuro. Nezuro kwakabayiwa vanhu vanokwana kuita 10,166 kana kuti zviuru gumi nezana nemakumi matanhatu nevatanhatu vakabayiwa nhomba yekutanga nezuro. Kuchitawo vamwe vanokwana kuita zviuru zvisere nemazana mapfumbamwe nemakumi mashanu nevatatu 8,953 vakabayiwa nhomba yavo yepiri. Kusvika parinhasi vanhu vabayiwa nhomba muZimbabwe vasvika pa539,526 kana kuti zviuru mazana mashanu nemakumi matatu nemapfumbamwe nemazana mashanu ane makumi maviri nevatanhatu 539,526 vabayiwa nhomba yavo muZimbabwe kusvika parinhasi. Tisakangana kuti tiri kutarisawo kudzoswa kana kuti kuwedzerwa kwenguva yekushanda kwemutongi mukuru wematare Chief Justice vaLuke Malaba. Tanzwa kuti mutungamiri wenyika vaEmmerson Mnangagwa wawedzera nemamwe makore nguva yekushanda kwava Malaba. Vati vaona zvakakodzera kuti aiwa vaMalaba munhu akasimba kuti anga achishanda, is fit for work. Saka wawawedzera nemakore mashanu. Asi zvine mutauro izvi tichiona mutauro wakasimudzwa mushure mekupasiswa kwemutemo wekuwandudza bumbiro remutemo yenyika yakaitwa manje-manje yakapasiswa nedare reSenate pamwe nedare reParamende rakazosainwa nemutungamiri wenyika. Tiri kutarisawo zvakare zviri kuitika kunze kwenyika patinoona chizvarwa cheZimbabwe vachatichange tiinacho pano pachirongwa vari vatafadzwa chikoto vakakwikwidza musarudzo dzemakanzura kuUnited Kingdom ikoko kunonzi kuKobe vakabudirira kuti vange vachisarudzwa vachikoto vakakwikwidza pasi pebato reLabour Party. Handiwo vega vachikoto vakabudirira musarudzo idzodzo dzemakanzura. Tinonzwa kuti kune zvizvarwa zveZimbabwe zviviri madzimai anoti amai Nicole Ngazimulo Moyo naamai Alison Pofu Coles. Vose vanonzi vakabudirira kunge vachisarudzwa kwemakanzura munzvimbo dzavagere. Asi hazvina kufamba zvakanaka. Kune mumwe vevanhu vaikwikwidzawo zvakare ikoko vaElliot Febvre. Vazhinji vanovaziva vari mumiriri weMGC Alliance kuUnited Kingdom. VaFebvre havana kunge vachibudirira kusarudzwa. Ndo dzimwe dzenyaya dzatichange tichikurukura pano. Tisakanganwa kuti nyaya yeCOVID-19 kune utachiwana huri kutyiwa zvikuru hunonzi huri kubva hwakawanikwa kwekutanga kuIndia nekuBritain. Huri kunzi hwakuwanikwa muSouth Africa. Ndo zvimwe zviri kuchirwa nevanhu kuti nemipanda yekupinda munyika yakavharwa izvezvi Zimbabwe yakavhara miganho yayo yekupinda muZimbabwe kubva muSouth Africa. Zvichireva kuti vanhu vachange vachipinda vanenge vachiita zvezvekusvetuka bhodha handitauri hangu kuti Gibbs anozvigona aiwa asi vanenge vachijamba border vachipinda munyika vasina kuvhenekwa zvichireva kuti munhu anogona kupiza hapana need yekuti anga achikurisa certificate yekuti akabayiwa nhomba here kana kuti akaonekwa here kuti haana utachiwana munhu anenge achingosvetuka border opinda saka variant iyo inogona kunge yava muZimbabwe Gibbs kutaura katirikuita
iye kunjalo sivile kuti uweka umngcele kunangale ke ebite bridge into enzima kakhulu njalo kuyabopisa so ke ujongo yacho ukuthi engxenye angakwenza kumbe kunzima jonga ifensi kanozungene kunambana uyalimala
nakuphela
so we are happy that you've got our first guest and that is Dr. Matthew Nyashano. He is in UK. Welcome to the program, sir.
Thank you very much for having me.
Thank you so much, Jonga.
Quite. Yes, Dr. Nyashano, you know, the first question people want to hear is, how are you viewing this threat of the Indian variant that was detected in South Africa? You know, Zimbabwe is very close to South Africa geographically, and also people, we are close to each other. We interact. People just cross the borders, get into South Africa or get into Mozambique and come back into Zimbabwe, all that. But that fear now of the variant.
Yes, it's a public health concern that the variant was actually spotted in South Africa. It is against the background that the Zimbabwean health system is so fragile that even our vaccination program is not moving very fast. So if we have the Indian variant, which we know to some extent is hard to control, then that can actually mean that Zimbabwe might be heading for another public health disaster. It's something that is a health concern, and taking into consideration the problems that are associated with securing the borders, and also taking into account people who are coming in terms of public health and screening of the COVID-19, it actually poses a very, very great danger to the nations in Southern Africa, not only in Zimbabwe, but also in countries like Mozambique, which also has a very fragile health system, which is actually reeling under pressure. So I think that's something of very big concern that needs concerted effort from the government.
Yes. Tell us a bit about variants. What are these, you know, to a common person like Gibbs, you know?
Oh, so these variants are types of, sort of, say, coronavirus, you know, they mutate, and so they can actually be stronger. Some can be resistant to vaccines. Some are quite very violent when they attack people, and some have got a high morbidity. They spread so fast. So these are types of variants. And some of them might be resistant against certain vaccines, which makes them quite very dangerous and also very fast in terms of how they actually spread across. So these variants need to be actually monitored very much. And the only way to do that is to make sure that people are screened at the entry. People also show their tests. And people also observe social distancing. People also are vaccinated as quickly as possible so that the variant cannot survive or cannot spread very fast across the nation.
Dr. Nyashano, tirikunzwa nyaya yehutachiwana uri kutyirwa kunzi unogonanga wakasimba kudarika waambowanikwa muSouth Africa uye waityiwa pakutanga kunzi South African variant iye zvino kuri kunzi kune wakatangira kuIndia nehunonzi zvakare wakatangira kuUnited Kingdom kuBritain ikoko wakawanikwa muSouth Africa tichitarisa nyaya yekutyirwa kweutachiwana ihwohwo nekuuya kwaakuita chando zvii zvamungataura
zvinhu zvino tyisa zvikuru zvikuru sei tichitarisa yatingati bazi reutano hwedu remuZimbabwe iro ratinoziva kuti harina kusimba zvikuru zvinoreva kuti izvozve zvakare chirwere ichi chikange chatapukira muZimbabwe nekusasimba kwehealth system yedu zvinoreva kuti vanhu vakawanda vanogona kubatwa nacho uyezve kwete kungobatwa asi kuti chinogona kunge zvichizouraya avo vanhu vanenge vaine aya tinoti maunderlying conditions kana kuti vanenge vaine zvimwe zvirwere zvavainazvo izvo zvavari kugara nazvo vachirapwa ivariant yakadero inenge yakashata zvikuru ende chimwe zvechinoita kuti kana variant yakaonekwa kusouth africa zvinotyisa kuti ichapinda muzimbabwe nekukurumidza nekuti pabhodha resouth africa nezimbabwe panongokwanisa kuti vanhu vanongopfuka vachienda vasingadariki neumo mavanenge vachivhenekwa kana kuti vachitaridzawo kuti vakavhenekwa kwavari kubva saka izvozvo futi zvinokwanisa kuti chirwere ichi kana kuti variant iyi yakaonekwa yekuindia kana iri kunzi yakatangira muUnited Kingdom dzinove dzatinoziva kuti dzakasimba dzimwe dzacho dzinototyirwa kunzi dzadzikwanise kunge dzichidzivirirwa nedzimwe nhomba dziri kubayiwa saka zvinenge zvakureva kuti tinenge taakuona chirwere ichi chichitapukira kune vanhu vakawanda zvinenge zvinozokwidzawo ndufu dzinobuda mumashure mekunge vanhu vatapukirwa nechirwere checovid-19
Yes, thank you so much. I think we are joined by another guest, and that is Ms. Nomtanda Zonkomazana. She's in Mumbai, in India. Welcome to the program, Mama.
Thank you, too.
Yes. Siyaphila kakhulu. Yes, siyabona ukuthi ukhona ngapho eMumbai. Akusithethi ukuhamba njani khona ngapho?
Bakadube, inani elabantu ababesifa ekuqaleni laphana ma ungakhumbulani ngena uhlelo ngesikhathi kuthiwa abantu betshisa nangeradeni kuswelakala indawo zokutshisa lapha hhayi babebaningi kodwa kwamanje inani selehlile kakhulu and ezinye indawo like indawo engihleli kuyo mina kuthiwa the red zone kathesi nje siku-orange going to green so abantu abafi kangako but ama-infections ayatholakala atholakala kwamanye ama-states but imumbai kathesi siku-orange zone
singathi-ke nxa sikhangele khonokho okhuluma ngakho ukuthi siku-orange liphila njani ukwezethi lizivikele kumkhuhlane
babadube umkhuhlane lo ma sikhuluma ngokweqiniso personally mina angiboni ukuthi ukuthi ma sizazokhuluma emsakazweni singani sizokhuluma into ezingikho right sigcine sisenkathazweni then we get ourselves in trouble. Personally, into engiyibhilivayo nge-COVID, babadube, i-COVID can be actually be maintained. It can be contained kahle kahle if abantu bengalandela like ama procedures anikezwa ngabantu aba manifest experience. I-China. I-China okwamanje abalamuthi, abala vaccine, abala nothing, but they are not dead in China okwamanje. They know how to maintain their health without any medicine. Kahle kahle lo COVID babadube ayibuyanga ukuthi izobulala kahle kahle. Iyakhona ukuthi siphile nayo. Siyakhona ukuthi nayo le COVID ma singayenza into ezifaneleyo.
Ye, nxa ufuna ungafaka ngesikhiwa khonokho.
What I'm trying to say is that we can live with COVID. COVID was not meant, or I see personally, we can live with it. It's not supposed to kill anyone as long as we maintain and follow the strict procedures that have been followed by those who experienced it firsthand, especially if we follow the example of China, where we say it came from. In actual fact, lento zen vaccine babadume, I'm not in support of it because my we are left COVID lay. It just in public, support unigeza just like that in 2019. That is, and it took effect in 2020 all over the world. But this thing has been said about before 2019. There have been conferences that has been held talking about COVID-19 before COVID came. So it's not actually a pandemic. It's a pandemic which we can live with, which we can live with without any medication, any vaccines. Take for example, Babatu. Ma kudala la parabesit kona kona sitata e vaccination. Sitata e vaccination immunization ani. Ukuthi siphephe emkhuhlaneni. Besithola iJackson A1 baba tu. And asibanjwa sithi ngomkhuhlane lo sisebancane sasihlatshwa injection kuthiwa ngepolio le ngenani BCG kwathiwa okungenya kukhohlwa kodwa besingabanjwa imkhuhlane naleyo sivaccinethwe kuthiwa immunization okwamanje i-vaccine le abathi nge-corona they actually don't know what corona is made of. How then do you create ammunition for something that you don't know?
Yes.
So what I'm trying to say is, ngabe babekwazi ukuthi yintoni abafuna ukuyibulala baba Dube, we're just to go only to get one vaccine. Now there is first dose, which is not working. The first dose you take it, but you still have to wear a mask. So what's the point of this vaccine if we still have to protect ourselves? There is first, there is second, there is third. Okutshengisela ukuthi vele le vaccine kahle kahle ayibulali. Ayibulali corona ngoba icorona azazani ne vaccine.
Yes, hold on. Yes, hold on there.
China, of course, there are infections in China, but I'm a death rate wabo, they are close to nothing.
Yeah, okay, just hold on there, Ms. Nkomazana. So, Chonga, you heard her. She's saying, you know, this corona thing, you know, these people that people to be producing vaccines are actually confused as well, because when people are immunized, they're supposed to get maybe one shot and maybe a booster, and that's it. But here, when it comes to COVID, you have to be inoculated today, tomorrow, and maybe they have to do it again. Maybe, go ahead, Chonga. Our doctor can assist, I guess.
Yes, maybe I didn't get right, or maybe I failed to understand what she was comparing between China and India. Maybe she can...
No, what she was saying is that in China, they've managed to contain COVID in the sense that they had some strict regulations, very strict. You couldn't just be going up and down. But in India, maybe is open, like, you know, they were doing elections and all these things openly.
And
so, so that's the comparison with China.
Oh, okay. But I'm not sure whether China is giving us the right picture of what is happening there, because I've noticed in some sections people complaining that China is not giving out the death rate and all that. Maybe Dr. Yashano can help us there.
Thank you very much. Yes, I go along with what you are talking about, what you are saying, Jonga. What is happening again? I don't think China would be the right comparison in terms of containing the COVID-19 pandemic, because we still have some outstanding issues that people need to understand in as far as the COVID-19 pandemic started. And there has been some backwards and forwards in terms of how scientists have actually been handled. However, I will weigh in and say that vaccines are the best ways so far available scientifically to try and liberate ourselves from this pandemic. And the use of vaccine and the liberation of people from pandemics is not new. It's not a new phenomenon. We know of for so many now referred to as medieval diseases, old diseases, that has actually been mitigated through vaccines. I know we have resistance from people about vaccines. It is not new again. But what needs to be done is the use of scientific evidence and historical evidence based on how vaccines have actually protected the human life. I will actually say the use of vaccines should be taken very seriously. And also supporting another perspective from my sister that people should follow strict rules. That is very right, that people should follow those strict rules and not mix and maintain that social distancing. But to say that alone, it will not be able to protect people. The only way we can get rid of this is to have a scientific designed vaccine that will also fight against the pandemic. So I will say that science plays a pivotal role in terms of how we can actually mitigate the effects of COVID-19. There's enough testimony in the United Kingdom, which is one of the countries that has actually been able to vaccinate its own people. And what you are having are very, very low deaths now, and those deaths can actually be linked evidently to vaccines that people have received across the world. And if you compare the infections in the UK today against other countries which are not vaccinating people, it's actually showing that there is need for vaccine.
Tichitarisawo huwandu hwevanhu vari muIndia, Dr. Nyashanu, zvingashamisa here kuti India ingasangana nedambudziko rainaro? Looking at India's population, can we be surprised that it's grappling with this COVID pandemic?
Izvozvo tinogona kuzvitarisazve, asi tikanyasa kutarisa panyaya yekuti chii chakakonzera mukuIndia kuti vanhu vange vachibatwa nechirwere nedenda reCOVID-19, tinowana kuti pane pakakanganiswa pamusoro pesocial distancing. Gungano rekunamata dai risina kunge richienderera mberi, vachiziva kuti kune zvakadero. Marali aiitwa ezvematongerwo enyika zvakare dai akanga ambomiswa. Izvozvo zvinoti kana vanhu vakawanda zvikaitwazve, tinogona kuwana atinoti masage aya anoitika, kana kuti kuti vanhu vanogona kutapukirwa nedenda reCOVID-19 rakawanda. Chokwadi, kuwanda kwevanhu kunogona kuenderanawo nevanhu vanenge vachifawo. Asi mukatarisa kuti kana vanhu vachitevera mitemo yebazi reutano, zvinobatsirawo zvakare kuti vanhu havazofi vakawanda. Kune nyika dzine vanhu vakawanda dzakafanana neAustralia, kune nyika dzine vanhu vakawanda dzakafanana nemaScandinavian, asi ukatarisa kufa kuri kuita vanhu ikoko hakuna kunyanya sekufa kwakuita vamwe vanhu kune dzimwe nyika dzisiri kutevera mitemo nemazvo.
We go to Ms. Ngomazana. Ms. Ngomazana, is India ever experiencing a shortage of vaccines? Because we see it's selling its vaccines to other countries.
Yes, actually ironic. India is one of the largest producers of vaccine that provide the world. But the citizens, their own citizens, are dying because there is insufficiency of that vaccine, which is very sad.
Yes, now let's turn to Mr. Innocent Ndibali. I know that he works for a company that is handling a lot of these issues, especially COVID and, you know, hiring people and so forth. So what's the experience now about COVID in London, where you're working in this field, Mr. Ndibali?
Yes, thank you very much, Gibbs, for having me today. Yes, I'm what is called a care provider, working across local authorities, providing services, employing doctors, nurses, carers in the community. So I'm regarded as a service provider at the front line. So what we have seen in United Kingdom is a significant drop of the pandemic in terms of its existence, in terms of infection, in terms of its reportage, you know, within localities, various localities. So we've seen those changes because it will appear that because a number of people have received their first and possibly second vaccine, and the majority of the people here, they've received between two vaccines, either Pfizer or AstraZeneca. So both vaccines have been working kind of along each other. And that seemed to have had an impact. For example, in the northwest of England, the reported numbers are significantly low. Yesterday, I was in a local hospital taking my daughter because of other issues. What I've noticed is that the numbers of people that are being brought by, you know, ambulances that appear to be affected, or that, or even when you look at doctors, the way that they're operating, clearly it looks like the numbers have gone down. And I have had first-hand experience of taking the vaccine. I've taken a vaccine called Pfizer, and I've taken both doses. I've not had any medical problem or any issues. So I want to respond to my sister in India to say that thank you so much for giving us first-hand information about what is happening in India. But what I want to disagree with you is that, you know, COVID is real. And COVID is indeed a pandemic that is ravaging the world, not only India, but different corners of the world. And it is indeed that this problem can only be answered scientifically. It is a scientific question that we need that can address the COVID pandemic. So I want to encourage our people, wherever they are, to consider taking the vaccine. I know that Zimbabwe has had, different kind of levels of vaccine, but I've heard a lot of people saying, how come Zimbabwe is using different kinds of vaccines? But it is not a problem to use different kinds of vaccines, because even the United Kingdom uses Pfizer, AstraZeneca, even they are considering using other, America uses Pfizer, Moderna, Johnson & Johnson. So indeed, Zimbabwe seem to be at least promoting that, but I know that the uptake appear to be slow, but I think we must indeed congratulate or recognize that indeed the government has taken this seriously. Yes, our health infrastructure, health system is not one to be too proud of. But however, I think we must recognize the hard work of the frontline workers, such as nurses, doctors, and managers, hospital managers, because it is them that have assisted the world, the country, to ensure that we attend to this pandemic.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Ndibali. Mama Kumazan. So njengoba emuzi ekhuluma khona phambi kwamafishane ungathini ngokukhuluma kuNdibali?
Ngiyamuzwa ubhuti ekhuluma lapha. Mina angitshongi ukuthi i-COVID ayikho. Ngithe mina we can live with it. Siyakhona ukuphila ngayo as long as siyenza into efaneleyo. Ngimzwe sithi khona kunama-vaccine aphuma kuma-companies achiyachine. Akusolisi yini khona? And the other thing engifuna ukufaka umbuzo wayo ukuthi kunabantu abathola i-vaccine bashona shortly after taking the vaccine. Liqiniso kumbeka manje. Kuya ngokuthi umuntu manje sekuthi kubuye manje ukuthi ayithole leyo vaccine, ngoba ma sithi khona kufanele siyithole leyo vaccine kungabi yi-choice yomuntu, I don't think it's the right, because abantu kufanele benze i-research on what is going on. Some people are dying with that vaccine. Some people, of course, they are okay with that vaccine. Abathi, they are not getting any side effects. Abanye baba is lima, baba dube. I'm talking from experience. Kulabantu esihleli nabo laba abathatha ama vaccine kwaba ngenye inyaka nyaka ongakaziyibona. Usola ukuthi umuntu sekwenze njani. Kodwa bekuthiwa injection le kufanele ukuthi umuntu imvube. Simenze waba yislima. Akasakhona ukunakekela abantwana, akasakhona ukuphatha umuzi wakhe. So mina into engiyishoyo ukuthi angisho ukuthi kungathathwa ama-vaccine, but kube yi-choice yomuntu. Umuntu azenzele i-research ngoba Dube noma kuthiwani Dube uyahlolisa masibone ukuthi i-cancer besinayo umnyaka eminingi kakhulu sinayo akukatholakali i-vaccine. I-HIV sinayo iminyaka eminingi kodwa nansi into ibuye in a couple of months we've got a vaccine that we don't even know ukuthi is it killing, is it preventing, or is it actually killing people. Uyangokuthi usekhetheni babu. Uyangomuntu ukuthi
ukhetheni. Yeah, thank you very much. Stand by there. So, Jonga, I think you heard what she's saying. You know, she's she's doubting the, you know, effectiveness of some of these vaccines. She says there are some deaths that have been recorded, and some people have been seriously affected by the vaccines. And so she's very skeptical about the vaccines. Maybe let's proceed from there.
Yes, maybe she's talking only about the Indian vaccine. We don't know. But, you know, in some countries, even the Indian vaccine, they are praising it. Mm-hmm. In Zimbabwe, they are praising that together with the Chinese vaccines. So I think it's a matter of people's bodies accepting that or reacting to that. Dr. Nyashan.
Yes, I clearly heard what my sister was actually talking about. But one of the things which I agree with my sister is that, yes, it is the freedom of people to have vaccines. But what if we have that freedom without ethics, then we might actually drive a lot of people in danger. Remember, if the young people refuse to take that, and then the old people becomes vulnerable, they will contract it, and then they are not affected so much, but they can spread it to other people who are vulnerable and they die. So the freedom that we accord to people should also be managed with a sense of ethics in it. So that is one of the things that we should also guard our freedom against. In as much as we may say, oh, I don't want this vaccine. To what extent does it impact on the next person? Again, I would like also to come and weigh in on the impact of any vaccine that you talk about across the world. There is no vaccine which does not have an impact. But in science, we calculate what is called confidence interval. You know, the confidence interval of the effectiveness of a vaccine. To what extent is it effective? What is the efficacy rate of that particular vaccine? It doesn't mean that it doesn't have an effect. And if you look at the calculations that were actually done on Pfizer and AstraZeneca, they are actually worth taking because it is very, very negligible. But however negligible, human life is important. That should be acknowledged. But for people to say that it is more dangerous not to take the vaccine and go unprotected. If you compare it that way, the person who has taken the vaccine is better because a negligible number may be impacted upon. That is not refused, and that is a scientific fact. But what happens with the vaccine is that if it has a 95% efficacy rate, then it means that, you know, when you are attacked by the vaccine, you are likely to survive as opposed to somebody who will not be protected and who might have an underlying problem. So what people need to think about, their choice is very important, but there are also ethical considerations that we need to take into effect if we are making our choices. Are we also thinking about vulnerable people who live around us? Are we also thinking that if we do not participate in a mass prevention of a pandemic, we are posing danger to our own community? That is very important. And when we talk about freedom in public health, it is also done with social justice. To what extent should we actually exercise our right not to do certain things if they are not threatening other people's lives? And then we should be very considerate, I suppose.
Thank you so much, Dr. Nyashano. Gibbs, you heard that from Dr. Nyashano.
So, but what makes people to doubt these vaccines? You know, we've been talking about this for a long time. And even in USA, as we speak right now, there are some Republicans who are saying no to vaccines.
Definitely.
Yeah.
The hesitance to vaccine Gibbs is not new in human societies. Mm-hmm. We are currently carrying out an in-depth study where we are looking at hesitance to vaccine among Black sub-Saharan African communities living in diaspora. And there are a wide range of reasons that are given by people. And some of them are really very, you know, complicated and challenging to public health, especially when you want to promote the vaccine. For example, some people doubt vaccines because they have never had good experience with colonialism, and the suspicion still lives on. Mm-hmm. And so they do not trust vaccines. And this is not new. Remember Gibbs in the 70s, when we were in primary school, when they say they are coming to vaccinate people, how many people would turn up? People run away.
Yeah, we used to run away. But
Exactly. Yeah. And that was BCG, and people were running away. And do you know what, Gibbs? Yeah. Evidence is showing that that mentality is never gone. It's still affecting people, and people think that there is someone out there who is in a laboratory busy trying to concoct some vaccines just to get rid of the human race. And those are very challenging issues. Not only that, but within also Western societies, there is a thinking against science, that scientists might be playing around with people. They are not people to trust. And it can also clash against the religious beliefs, where people do think that those who are doing science are questioning the importance of God. And in doing so, they are actually going to destroy the human race. And all those issues actually affect the way vaccines are going to be received by communities.
Mm.
Dr. Nyashano, if I may just throw a question there. You know, you referred us back to the 70s when we used to run away from vaccines at schools. Was it not politically linked? Because I remember those times, that was the time when ZAPU was effective, and they used to tell people that, you know, don't get vaccinated by these whites. And I thought that was one way of... fighting the struggle, and that mentality still lingers in most people.
Exactly. That was very political, and that political thinking is actually mutated over years, and it changes, you know, the situations. During that time, yes, of course, and because we also had lots of belief within our own communities that taking certain medication which are not prescribed by our own ancestors might actually make our ancestors to be angry with us. And people were justified to run away, which is also a challenge to public health today. And now, not also withstanding that people, we have had a severe experience of colonialism, the first generation, they still do not trust certain things that are coming from white communities, and which makes it quite very challenging as well. They cannot draw the line. They still think that, you know, because of this inhumane treatment that occurred in the history, that the dark pages of history can still be taken into public health, vaccines, and then they can have their lives being affected. These are the complicated issues that dances around the hesitance of vaccine by so many communities. And even in the Western communities itself, they have so many doubts against vaccines. But the theories that are pushed by communities are also a result of their experiences of living.
Thank you. Thank you very much for that explanation. Babu Ndibali, nansokinda bakorapo, as caregivers, Lina. Ngesikiwa, 2 minutes.
I think the other challenge that is there is brought about by greedy capitalist governments and companies that are focusing on making maximum profits. You can see that some countries are hoarding the vaccine and they're actually using it as a form of control. So that's why you will see that other people are questioning the vaccine. And then you've got a number of these well-coordinated, well-networked, well-resourced misinformation platforms that are misinforming our people. And also, I think it is very, very true what Dr. Nyashanu has raised regarding the legacy of the colonialist or colonialism that is rightfully so, because it was a painful process, it was a painful experience to our people that we should never forget. So that is why our people are a bit skeptical. But however, it is upon us, it is an incumbent upon all of us to ensure that we promote the use of vaccine. Enguchoyo lapha ukuthi hayi esikubonayo ukuthi kulabantu abayizikhwaba abafuna ukuyenza imali eningi ngendaba yama vaccine. So siyabona amazwe amakhulu engafuni ukuthi ivaccine iyefika eAfrica, iyefika kubantu abangelamali. So into ezinjengazo lezi ziyenza ukuthi abantu begcine besithi hawu, nxa kuyukuthi into leyi ngeyokuthi size impilo zabantu, kanti manje why bona sebefihla bengani bafuna ukuthi bona bezinike bodwa beyekele abanye abantu abadubekayo bengela access to i-vaccine. So yiwo amanye ama-challenges alethwa into zonezi as a greedy capitalist kind of mentality that we are faced with, especially in the nations.
Yes, siyakuzwa kakhulu babu Ndibali, ubambe khonapho ke sizwe ke umankomazana. So umankomazana uyabezwa bayakhuluma lapha, ungathi impendulo zabo ungazibeka utheni?
Ngiyabezwa babadube. Into engingayivumeli, something that I'm not actually agreeing with them is that thina vele sajwayela ukubalekela ivaccine ngenxa during that colonial time besibaleka. But okwamanje it's not ukuthi yithi abantu abamnyama kumbe some of us who are actually against those vaccines. Babadube, kulamanye ama-website angavunyelwayo ukuthi aphumisele i-news ngaphandle. Some of the most biggest scientists abantu abamhlophe recently about a week ago kulomunye umuntu wathi ma singafuni ukuthi umhlaba wonke uphele uthi du, we must stop ama-vaccines. Aso umuntu omnyama lo, and asuke ukuthi siyasola into zabantu abamhlophe. They are one of those people who are actually more educated in doing that kind of thing, in producing that, in researching the truth and the namanga ngama vaccines and all medicines. Ama researchers, scientists amakhulu from Germany, the US, everywhere all around the world, they are against that. I see ukuthi ngoba ngwenza ngabantu abamhlophe kumbe ukuthi nthini hayi. Last weekend nje bekune conference in the Vatican. Abantu ababelapho before i-corona babengazwani nalo umuntu umnikazi we-Vatican, but manje njengoba sebesesitikini esiyi-one, they are now doing the same thing and planning the same thing, planning to put down everyone who's against the vaccine. Is it not supposed to be a choice? So we force.
So when I'm working with the vaccine, no?
Hi, Jackson, if I'm not going to be able to go home, I need to fail a lie in the other.
So when we don't want to go to Jackson, how we phone?
I'm too angry selling now, but Baba Dube, like if block any corner, opposite me, all my families, ambalo, not even one family, ambalo, and I'm now on a mission one. Our effect tribe. Vaccine. In South Africa, we have heard that after some other people soon after a vaccine, who were especially look actually vaccine or some centers that they give the vaccine. So see a taxi ring, so we lose postmortem blood clot. Even a way in. Most of the people are shiswa or lap of Batue, Babalegala Ponoku and a shy postmortem was a tolu in Jemabulele. I'm not urging anyone to follow what I'm saying, but I'm also doing my research. I'll urge everyone else to do their research on their own. Based on their research, then they'll make a decision.
Thank you so much, and hold on there. Chonga, I think you can hear what she's saying. She's insisting. Yes. Says vaccination. Yes. No.
No, I think the point she raised that is important is it's a choice. Mm-hmm. It should not be forced on people.
Mm-hmm.
She said, they said this is going to be by choice, not by force. So she's not ready to take it because that's a choice.
And she says you will never.
Yes, she said even if it means that she's not going back to Zimbabwe unless she has a vaccine certificate, then she's bound to stay in India.
That, she says it's better for her to stay there than to be vaccinated.
Yes.
And going to Zimbabwe to her, she would rather. You know, I think maybe talk to our doctor, you know. Let's hear what he says.
Yes, Dr. Nashan.
Yes, it's in fact, if you look at it, we might talk of a choice. Very important to talk about choice. All choices are constructed within the ethics realm. To what extent can we exercise our freedom? Freedom in public health goes alongside what we call social justice. And social justice is about also protecting those people who are vulnerable. Yes, my sister might be healthy and young. What about a 90-year-old man who is actually fearful of meeting another person who might have contracted who is young? And this then have a problem. And again, in terms of science about vaccine, if we do not have people being vaccinated a big number, it means a disease will never go away because it has a place to hibernate. It will hibernate within those people who are refusing to be vaccinated. So,
yes, go ahead.
Is it true or lies that people are dying from the vaccine? That people are getting complications from this vaccine? Is it true or it's not?
Let me tell you, I have got to put it in context. No, because let me tell you. Such statements will be dangerous to the listeners. We want to give information, all the information. So the information that we give, my sister is like this. I'm going to actually make it so simple, but doesn't look like that in a real life. So we are saying that if we vaccinate, for example, 200,000 people who may have died because they did not get a vaccine.
But
this is also to go with other people. We have underlying problems like who are taking antiretrovirals, people we have got things like diabetes, people we have got so many other underlying problems. And we do not actually tell them that you need to be protected. Take your choice. If I don't advise them as a public health specialist, I feel that I'm letting people down. If I give a statement that mislead people, I feel that will not be good.
If I may just cut you short there, Dr. Nashan.
Yes,
to protect.
Yes. What if she chooses to be among the few that are not going to get vaccinated, those that are going to be protected by those vaccinated?
But then remember that if a condition which is if. Because even if we are vaccinated, it doesn't mean that.
30 seconds, Dr. Nashano, before
it doesn't mean that my resistance is equal to yours. So those who are vulnerable will remain vulnerable but protected. So if she's not vaccinated and she has got the condition and comes across vulnerable people who have been vaccinated but we have underlying problems, they are likely to be affected to some extent.
Thank you so much, Dr. Nashano. Mr. Ndiwali, your take, 30 seconds.
I wanted to answer my sister where she said, are people dying or not? Where she wanted Dr. Ugutiti, yes or no? That answer, my sister, is very difficult because abantu aba administering nama vaccine, even nama aba ibaba create ama vaccine, they've never said ukuthi akula bantu who have suffered ama side effects to the extent of ukuthi abantu they've lost lives. That's why lapha in England ungakhangela iAstraZeneca sokudecide ukuthi amanye o amankazana kumbe omama kumbe abaexpect abantwana akufuzanga benikwe iAstraZeneca, kumele benikwe iPfizer. So these things are an ongoing the program whereby ukuthi iassessment yama risk are being identified and attended to. So the probability of actually losing your life is higher without vaccination compared to with the vaccination. Siswami, ngiyakucela mina, ngicela njengomfowenu ukuthi ngicela please you change your mind, go and get vaccinated as soon as you can, because it's not about you, it's about the community as well.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much, Mr. Ndivale. Gibbs, we're trying to reach one of the people who got elected in the UK council elections,
yes.
Mr. Chikoto. I'm not sure whether he's able to join us by now.
He tried to join us, but I think his line got cut off somehow.
Okay.
So I think it's because of his network. So
no,
besides that, let's hear from Utatwetu Lapukuti. Njoba Suzwile, Wonke Lokhu Mama. Ukuthi iJackson lezincada so what uzakwenzani ngakho
baba Dube mina isinqumo sama scores esintshi ngoba nakhona ma bemphendula umbuzo ukuthi bayafa yini noma cha uthwa umbuzo lo udangerous ukuphendula, which is it means it's better to hide the truth from the public, of which mina isinqumo sama angisazengitshintshe baba. Njengoba besithi khona they are creating a passport ukuthi some I think in the European zone they are now available, but ukuthi umuntu ongasoze abe ne vaccination passport yona leyo asoze ayendawo, hayi mina Dube ngizimisele kakhulu ngoba akusizi ukuthi i-vaccine okufanele okay ngifanele ngithole i-dose A1, hayi it's not enough, I should still wear a mask. Dose number two, it's not still enough. Kufanele ngifake imask, sekuza kufanele ngibe ne-dose number three, which means phela into leyo it's not even trusted. Abayithembanga bona abayilungisayo. Ngabe balungisa into ekuthi kayi-one, sikhumule ama-mask kayi-one. Sizovalelani ke ma sesine-vaccine. Like seriously, I don't even know what to ask anymore.
No, thank you so much, Nkomazana, for this kind of debate. Dr. Nyashanu, you've got the last word. 10 seconds.
Yes. So what I will just say to my sister is that it will be very important for her, as informed as she is, to go back to Boyera, to Cholocho, to Masingo, and tell the folks that vaccination is better than not having it. You know, there's scientific evidence to that effect. So, and people normally look up to my sister. People have traveled far and wide. We have seen different things. And if she takes that stance, a lot of people will follow her. And it becomes very difficult for us public health practitioners when we try to convince communities. And they will tell you that, your sister Nomthandazo was telling me that, what you are doing is dangerous. She has been up across the world and she has seen that evidence. And this is exactly what you were talking about, other renowned scientists talking like that. You know, public health is like politics, where you have people with different perspectives. And when that is mixed by values of social living, it becomes very difficult to deal with.
Thank you very much. We've come to the end of the show today. There's no extra time, but we had a very lively discussion with Ms. Nomthandazo Komazana in Mumbai, India, Dr. Matthew Nyashanu in UK, Mr. Innocent Ndibali also in UK. And signing off from Maryland, this is Kip Tube saying good night, Zimbabwe.
And I'm Jonga Kandemiri, also in Maryland. Thank you.
Bye-bye.